You're all maids, and I'm the bride.
Oh, the only legs I spread are chicken legs.
Ew.
Eating them?
Yeah, but why do you spread them?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of spreading your legs.
Makes me think of, like, rubbing something with a chicken thigh. It's kind of weird.
No, okay, like you spread it open and you... That's worse. I was, okay, whatever. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis.
And this is Privileged Twinks.
It's a podcast where we recap the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
And this week we are streaming from live from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yes.
Are we on the bay?
No.
Tampa, Florida.
I think we're a little south of Tampa, actually, but thereabouts.
Yes, we are here for a wedding. We apologize on the delay of episode upload.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, yeah, you want to tell more about the wedding?
Oh, my little baby cousin is getting married. And that's all.
Little baby.
Little baby.
3 years younger than your cousin.
I know. I'm just a little baby, too.
What did you think of this episode? You watched it really fresh. I watched it on Tuesday when it came out. You yep. watched it last night.
But was I sober? That's the question. And the answer is no.
I was sober because I've been, I don't know, I feel like I've been getting really bloated every time I drink beer recently, which I guess that happens.
Okay.
What? Okay. Too much information?
TMI. This,
if they show all, if the girls show all, then I can show my...
Bloat.
Bloat. They don't have to see the bloat. They didn't hear about it. Yeah, I thought this episode, honestly, the best part was just Monica's family parts. Like, I think they did a really good job casting her, honestly, because it's very interesting. Mm. I understand that the reason they probably cast Angie was because of all this drama that's going to happen, but herself and her personal life, I'm like, you are a literal robot.
Yeah. The thing is that, you know, at least Angie will stand up to people. She is confrontational.
True.
And that is good.
She will shove a pirouette in your face for no reason.
Oh, yeah, that's so weird. Anyways, but yeah, there's a lack of facial expression, of vocal tone.
Of tears.
Yeah, there's a lack. It's like, okay, all right.
So the episode starts with basically immediately we're to be continued from last week. Angie pulls Meredith aside, asks her to talk. She's like, I'll get to the point. It sounds like you're spreading rumors about me and my husband. And then at this point, like, Monica sits down by Meredith and Whitney sits down by Angie. And Whitney's basically like, well, Meredith's kind of trying to deny it. And Whitney's like, no, you said you had rumors about her family and her husband.
Family. But I don't think, if I remember right, nobody, like, they don't connect the dots on what she would have said, like, what the rumor was.
Right.
But I wish that's what they would have done. I've been like, you said there were rumors. What rumor were you talking about?
Yeah. Well, that's because Meredith just kept running away. Right. As she do. And part of me wants to believe that it was a different rumor, but when she drunkenly said that thing to Lisa, yeah. she said, oh, you won't talk about the husband.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's... The rumors and the nasty news.
It's giving a little Kim Richards tease.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to talk about the husband.
And if she had another rumor, why wouldn't she have just said, that's not what I was going to say?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Because she wants to deny that she even said it at all.
I guess.
At a certain point, you can't deny it when it's on camera.
Yeah, exactly.
With you saying it to multiple people on the same trip.
Yeah.
So then Angie basically, like, keeps... Meredith keeps running away. Angie keeps chasing her. And she
Which
says...
Which kudos.
Yeah. She says something to Lisa, like, did you like it when she spread the rumors about the Jazz tickets? And Lisa immediately is triggered because she hates talking about them.
Yeah.
And then Meredith runs away again. And then, at this point, Monica is whispering to Heather that the rumor is that he fucks other men.
Mm-hmm.
This was, like, very chaotic. I wrote a lot of things here. Lisa said she was, like, hoping that the rumor thing was just a drunk thing that Meredith was going to say to her and, like, never bring up again. But then, now that she's brought it up to Whitney, too, and now here it is being drawn out. Like, it wasn't just a one-time thing that Lisa was going to have to Holden.
Oh, it also kind of sounded like Lisa thought Meredith just said the rumor.
Said it again.
Whereas
that
it
night.
Was Monica and Whitney.
Yeah. So then basically Monica's like telling everybody about the rumor. And Lisa says like that she hasn't heard about the rumor on her kid's life. She hasn't heard about it. When meanwhile, Heather's basically like, everyone in Utah's heard about this. Like,
yeah. Well, Heather said she had heard it. And then Monica said in a confessional that everybody had heard it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but Heather was like, it doesn't surprise me because like people in Utah are kind of bigoted.
Right.
A
male hail dresser. Oh.
A male hail.
Male hail.
She said someone wears a cardigan to the family reunion and everyone like, thinks
and they're gay.
I thought she was going to say something like, my last name is gay. No. People.
I forget that. Constantly.
Constantly.
I never think about it.
Yeah. Then. Also, Mary at this point is like, do you have any food around here? And like goes to the like server and asks for pizza. And he like gives it to her with a box. And she's like, you're not going to put it in the box for me? And he's like, well, I didn't want to touch it with my bare hands. And she's like, uh-huh, you're lazy. I don't think so, honey, Mary Cosby, again.
Yeah.
It was fun while it lasted, but at the end of the day, she's just an evil person. Did you see what she said at the Watch What Happens Live?
No, I didn't watch it.
Andy was saying, like, basically Tudor boot the looks of the girls this season.
Yeah.
And they showed Heather wearing the Gucci thing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I don't think it's real Gucci because I don't think they go up to a size 16.
Oh.
Or whatever size. She said something like that.
Yeah.
Just, like, basically fat shaming her.
Yeah.
So, I don't think so. I'm over it. It was, like, good to have her on our screens again for a little bit. And she is funny. But it's just, like, kind of too much.
Yeah. Well, it's also like...
Thou shalt not judge, bitch.
Right. Well, she's a facsimile, so she can.
She also said that the congregation is kind of broken up right now to Andy on Watch What Happens.
Oh. Well, anyways, I think, you know, I just think she, like, it's the same thing I said last week. She's just not committing. You're, like, just showing up. Like, your confessionals are funny, or can be.
Yeah.
But you're not giving anything in the moment, except for kookiness, which, okay, cool, but, like... We only need so much of that.
It just seemed like she came out of the gate really strong, and then now she's kind of backing out.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of all power to her. So then, I don't know, it kind of ends with everybody leaving the party and not really saying anything to each other.
Right.
And then we cut to the next morning. Angie is in full glam in a robe, saying, I just woke up.
Oh, right. Like... Yeah.
I just woke up and I have news I have to tell you.
That I haven't already told you about.
Yeah, that this isn't a scripted thing that I don't know. It just the whole thing seems very phony to me.
Yeah.
Not his reaction, her reaction.
Yeah.
But she basically tells the husband what they're saying. And I did like that he was like, it doesn't matter if I'm gay, it doesn't matter if I'm straight, whatever. What matters is that I'm with you and I don't like the rumor being that I'm a cheater.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want Elektra to like hear. Like, see the show or, like, have kids at school be like, your dad cheated on your mom.
Exactly.
So he starts crying. Again, I'm sorry, he's hot. Do you think so?
Hot tears.
He's pretty when he cries.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. That's a song, right?
I don't know.
I wasn't saying that. He's just hot and crying.
Crying while hot.
Meanwhile, she is stone cold. No emotion, no face.
Yes. Per usual.
Yeah.
As is tradition.
So then we go to Monica, who is the complete opposite. She bears it all on her face, on everything. I love that she's, like, taking the kids to school. She's, like, in her pajamas. There's, like, socks in the driveway. It just feels very real.
Uh-huh. Yep.
As opposed to their, like, marble mansion that they own.
Well, that's very real.
It's real stone.
It is.
But it feels cold.
I do.
So then she basically, like, all in one scene, like, burns breakfast. There's, like, the socks in the yard. She's in her pajamas taking them to school. And I loved this part because she goes, like, Wesley, I heard you said the B word at school. And then all the other kids are like, oh. And then she's like, it was an accident. I was supposed to say boner.
Oh, my God.
And then, like the 3-year-old is like, boner's a bad word too. I just loved it. I mean, we'll get there eventually with the mom situation, which is a whole other can of worms. But I do think that, like, genuinely, she is a really funny person. I like that she, like, actually is a working mom who, like, it's showing all the different parts of her inner life and seems to, like, not mind bearing it all on TV.
I agree with that.
It's nice to watch.
And I feel like I would have the same problem with if I had kids. They'd be saying some stupid
shit. Oh. Your kids. Our kids would be saying... We would have to check ourselves a lot, I feel, when they were born. Because between the two of us, I mean, these people know. The ones listening to us right now. Mm. They've heard it all. So then Jack and Lisa go to a spa for pedicures. And which I just think is, like, such a funny dichotomy to see him, like, wearing Prada and this, like, designer sweater, getting a pedicure, and then talking about how he's about to go on a mission for 2 years.
Right.
Just doesn't seem like... What do you think his reasoning for doing it is?
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
To me, it feels like he didn't want to go to college, and this was, like, another option.
Yeah, but he has other options, and I don't know. Maybe he is searching for meaning. And you know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know. It just feels like a weird juxtaposition, knowing that he's going to have to, like, wear the garments and go door knocking and not talk to his family for 2 years. Didn't they say not have a phone? Didn't Heather say that?
I can't remember.
I thought maybe she said that last week.
Maybe.
The garments he calls the G's.
Yeah, the G's.
Oh, and also, he's, like, talking about how he read the Book of Mormon.
Finally.
And Lisa has never read it. Yeah. I understand that they, like, go to... I mean, maybe she means it in the way of, like, I never just, like, sat down and read the whole thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like lots of people go to, like, well, a lot of Christians that when I was growing up, you know,
they would go to church. But the church tells them the Bible.
And you would have a Bible and you look up the verses with them or whatever. But yeah. I don't think most people, like, read it from front to back.
Okay. I hope that's what she means.
Because it came across very as in I've never cracked that thing open.
Yeah.
Very that. I was like, oh, Lord.
She also is like, clearly I'm a great mom if you made this decision to go on the mission. And he's like, no, the decision was on me.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind of harsh. But I like, sometimes parents like take credit for things that aren't, you know, it's like, I remember being a kid and being like, you didn't teach me how to do this. I taught myself how to do this despite the environment I grew up in. So
yeah,
don't take credit for it.
I also loved this part when she's like, I love you. I love you. My little bestie. Literally, Bravo put that on TikTok and was like, me to my cats.
Oh my God. My little bestie.
So then Lisa and Whitney go to Angie's house to talk about everything, I guess. And she's like, I told him he cried because of Electra. And then Angie I don't know if she fake cries or if she starts crying, but no tears again. Mm-hmm. And then Lisa says she feels basically like she's kind of in a weird position because she and Meredith are kind of repairing things, but it's hard to like sit back and watch Meredith do the same exact thing that she did to her last season to Angie this season.
Right.
Like it's like, okay, they're repairing things, but like how is she going to just sit back and not defend Angie when Meredith's doing what she used to do to her?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a position like that? Where, like, you know a friend is doing something, like, bad, but they're your friend?
No.
Okay, I haven't either, I don't think.
If I have, I've forgotten it. It's not ringing a bell.
So then Lisa basically, they don't really touch on it too much, but she's kind of like, well, it was nice of Monica to, like, defend the rumor or whatever, or, like, defend you against Meredith because of the rumor. But to me, like, watching the footage, Monica is the one telling everybody the rumor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, it's smart because even, like, on Watch What Happens Live and everything like that, when Angie was on it, she was like, I love Lisa, I love Whitney, blah, blah. And I'm like, Whitney kind of spread it.
Yeah.
Whitney kind of forced it out, just not from her own mouth.
Yes.
And Monica was the one that it was forced out of, and then proceeded to tell the entire group.
Yes.
So, if I'm Angie, I would be mad at Whitney, and then even more mad at Monica.
Although she was under the impression that everybody had heard said rumor, technically speaking.
But. True. But she also was under the impression that definitely the rumor Meredith was going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
But. When we know there's also money laundering rumors that come up from the trailer.
Supposedly. Right.
Well, rumors. We know they spread them again.
Wumas.
Wumas and the nastiness. Oh, so also Angie, like, I guess went over to Heather's house and they, like, paint bird houses. And I loved how they didn't show, like, any of it, really.
Yeah. They said this is only good enough for a flashback.
But basically, Heather apologized to her and was kind of like, I should have had your back when you were there. You're right. We've known each other since we were 15. Like, it shouldn't have been everyone piling on you and me just sitting back drunkenly laughing at it, the whole thing.
Which was big of her.
Yeah, I agree. And then Lisa takes this as, I'm going to cry about how Heather has never extended an olive branch to me.
Which is not true. Because remember when they were sitting on the side of the Red Rock thing?
Yeah.
Trying to be buddy-buddy?
Yeah. I don't know. It just felt... the whole thing was kind of also like...
She just made it about herself.
Lisa's losing me a little this season, I will say. Not fully, say like, more. She's still very funny, and I like, just, like, looking at her as, like, a character in a TV show, I like watching her, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I am a little bit like, okay, girl, yes, you lost your ring, but you didn't need to say it 8 times on the trip, on one day.
Yeah.
Yes, you, like, are allowed to have these feelings about Heather, but at the same time, you're literally there to console a friend who had this nasty rumor spread about her to the rest of the friend group and to the world about her husband. And you're making it about how Heather never apologized to you and you're the one crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just
did she cry?
Yes, she was fully crying.
Oh.
And I don't know. I kind of agree with Heather's sentiment that should you be, like, supporting your... the son going out and spreading, like, bigotry, basically.
From her perspective.
From her perspective. But at the same time, Lisa hasn't even read the Book of Mormon. She's clearly not that type of Mormon. Like, they were talking about also, I skipped over this, but they were talking about how she's not going to be the one that's, like, going to the church with him to, like, do the stuff because she doesn't feel like she's worthy of it, basically.
Yeah.
Because she drinks Diet Coke, things like that.
Right.
So it just, to me, it does feel a little bit like, I don't know. I'm sure she's had conversations with him aside from it too, that we aren't seeing on the show. But it does seem like she's all gung-ho about it without, like, thinking of what it actually means.
I mean, she doesn't have a personal problem with Mormonism. Even if she doesn't feel like she's good enough to go into the temple, she doesn't have she just says, I'm not strict enough on myself to go there, but that doesn't mean that she thinks it's a bad, that they do bad things either. Whereas Heather is saying there's a lot of negative baggage that comes with it, and it's just, and he's going to be spreading it around, and that's something that I felt guilty about doing. Or I feel guilty about having done.
Yeah.
But she, you know.
It also is kind of like,
wrong crowd, like at least it's not going to.
Right. And also all your friends are Mormon.
Right.
Like, everyone in your life is Mormon, so...
But she also can't help that, you know?
No, but I mean, she can't really, like, judge her Mormon friend for her son doing Mormon things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a little bit of maybe a boundary of, like, she probably shouldn't have gone there with her.
Just from an outside perspective, I see Heather's side a little bit more, I think.
Mm.
But... in terms of just, like, how she's feeling about it.
She also started off the conversation, like, you're the last to know, but,
true.
I was like, okay.
That was weird.
We're setting the tone here.
So then after the party, like, the day before, we see Meredith in a confessional, and basically her and her friend Kathy, who, by the way, they've mentioned multiple times, but they didn't give her a single...
No words.
...word. On the show, so clearly she's not going to be a thing.
And they put her name up. I was like, is she trying out for the show? Were they, like, testing, screen testing or something?
I mean, maybe friend of type of thing.
She did not get a single word.
Yeah. My mom literally texted me, like, who is this random woman?
Right. Did they just, like, why did they even put her name up? Maybe she must come up later.
Maybe, I guess.
Yeah, she must come, so, like, she must be involved in something at some point. And they're just, like, introducing her now so that you get used to her.
Yeah. Well, basically, so her and Kathy were in there with the driver on the way home. And the driver, like, lost control of the car while they were near a cliff. And they, like, crashed into a snowbank.
Mm-hmm. Which is scary.
It is scary. And then the editors made it be, like, and she's, like, crying about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the editors made it be, like, derp 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 music. And it said, like, accent in quotes.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
That was out of pocket.
It was out of pocket. And on Twitter, Meredith was also saying that she, like, fully has been in a car accident where she was thrown from a car. Her friend died in it.
Mm.
And she was having flashbacks of that, basically, when she's spinning out. I've been in an accident where we spun out on the snow, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, it did end in a real accident, but still. That, like, leading up to it was even terrifying.
Yeah, it's being in the mountains are scary. Thinking about going over the side, and then all of a sudden you're, like, out of control, and you might go over. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So, I guess I don't really like that. But at the same time,
I think the editors live in a flat place.
Or I think the editors are mad at Meredith right now for just running away from all the fights.
Ooh.
Could be.
Could be very that.
So, they're basically now, she's letting Brooks drive her up another mountain in the snow wearing snow goggles. So, it seems like a choice there. And
apparently were for sunglass purposes, but it did look a little, I was like, what the heck is happening here?
Mm-hmm. I noticed this. I think Brooks literally speaks like a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not be friends with someone.
I
couldn't. Who spoke that slow. Like, I'm like, talk to me. Speak up.
Yeah. Do you think it's for TV purposes? Like, he just talks slow to watch himself on TV? Or do you think he actually talks like that all the time?
I do think when people talk that slow, they're calculating.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's like he does know he's on camera. He's calculating. But at the same time, literally 2 seconds later, he tells his mom he gets stretched out all the time.
Oh,
so
right.
I don't know that was necessarily that calculated.
Right.
And then watching him tramp around in those little boots running all around the parking lot was so funny. I was like, this juxtaposed to you talking at 2 miles an hour doesn't make any sense to me. Like, this person doesn't connect in my mind.
And that's camp.
That is camp. And that's camp.
Yeah.
As he would say.
Comp.
I like that you're wearing a 40-inch ponytail while snowshoeing. That's basically the end of that.
Yeah.
Also, Meredith has literally not let this caviar thing, like, it's her new thing, obviously. So sure, she wants to sell it. Every single picture, every single tweet has the link to the caviar under it. Like, every single thing she's posting on Instagram, it's like a picture of her with glam on. Next, like, swipe it to the right, there's a picture of her with caviar. I'm kind of over it.
She's just supporting her family.
It's her brand, apparently. I thought it was the daughter's, but it's hers.
Well, okay. Well, then that also makes sense.
Yeah, but it's every post. It must not be selling too well.
Ooh.
Monica and her mom and her grandma are in the car.
Hmm.
And she... Okay, also, is this season fucking sponsored by McDonald's?
Filet-O-Fish? Maybe.
Because they literally are like... Your grandma likes the one from McDonald's. What's that one? The fish sandwich. And then she's like, I don't want the fish sandwich today. And so then they, like, go... They still go to McDonald's. They show them order it and get the bag and get the thing and everything.
I didn't even pay attention.
So I'm like, it had to be sponsored by McDonald's. And then Mary got the bag and everything when they were in Palm Springs, too.
Oh.
Like, she didn't just say, like, I want to go get a sandwich. They showed her in the car going and getting it and bringing the McDonald's bag back in with the logo.
And do you think they normally would just, like, have them say sandwich? Because
when I worked on The Bachelor, they literally forced us to black out every logo on anything that wasn't sponsored.
Yeah. But that's I guess they did have
logos. So they put the logo in it.
But could you say names? Could you be like, oh, I want McDonald's?
I don't know. No one said it.
Or would they be like...
I think it's basically like... Maybe if you say it organically, sure, but if they show a logo, it's sponsored.
No.
Was how it appeared to me when I worked on The Bachelor.
That's, okay.
But, I mean, maybe
for this placement.
Is... Maybe that's The Bachelor and this is, like, actually real life.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it does seem kind of like they could have just gone... They could have had the whole conversation where the grandma's like, I don't like fish anymore. And then gone straight to the retirement home. They didn't have to show the McDonald's bag.
Yeah.
And now we've talked about McDonald's for 5 minutes, so I guess it's working.
Right.
So then, they get to the old person home. Oh, also, you weren't there when I was watching it, but I was watching it with people and I was like, grandma's gotta go play bridge. And then immediately they show cards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what game that was? Was that bridge?
No clue.
I never heard that one before. It seemed kind of just like, go fish.
Mm-hmm.
So then they get there, the grandma's playing cards. She kind of like pulls her mom aside and is like, oh my god, you should date someone here. Like, you should find a man here. Like, joking.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because her mom like only ever dates like sugar daddy type people.
Oh.
Or does she only date younger?
Because
later the mom said she went on a date and he was like, she's actually my age. She's only 2 years younger than me. And she's like, that's good because they never are.
Wow. Well, I mean, there you go. I don't remember.
Do you think it's older or younger?
Don't know.
So then the mom says that she basically fucked it up because he ghosted her. And then Monica's like, well, you must have done something. And she's like, I did. I told him, even though I'm not Mormon anymore, I'm still celibate. And Monica is basically just like, okay, so you're still, like, what's going on with the whole church thing? Because when we were young... Oh, also, by the way, I think she's wearing the same sweater that Jack was wearing. Did you notice? When they were getting their pedicure, he was wearing that black and white swirly sweater.
No, I didn't notice that.
Anyway, so she basically is like, when we were young, you said that the church...
when she left the church.
When you left the church, you were like, I'm so glad I took my kids out of the church. And then the mom
and
is
she
like...
she said, I never said that.
Oh, she apologized for like having them grow up in the church. The mom did, apparently.
Right, yeah.
And then she's like, I never said that. And then they start, like, kind of yelling at each other. And it's kind of like this... She's like, well, I'm raising my kids... I'm spending more time with my kids than you ever spent with us. I'm raising my kids better. Just arguably. And she's like, no, you're not. I was a single mom and young. And she was like, I was 19 and I was a single mom.
Right.
And then they just kind of keep going, like, tit for tat back and forth. And she's like, I need to set some ground rules. One is you can't just walk into my house without me knowing, because I could be, like, fucking someone, basically. And two is that you can't talk shit about me on the phone when you think you've hung up. And this was crazy.
Yes.
She called her a piece of shit, and I hate your fucking guts, thinking she hung up the phone. That means immediately, okay, bye, love you, thinks you hung up. Fucking hate that bitch. I hate her guts. She's a fucking piece of shit. That's crazy.
Yep.
Do you think Monica gives her a reason to say those things, or did the mom is just a little bit like?
She must feel like I'm assuming she feels like she does, because I would think that's crazy. Like if I heard, I mean that would be a I don't know if we're gonna fix this.
Right, I agree.
Type of thing, like obviously. She thought the phone was hung up, so she didn't say it to her purposefully, because that would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's, you know, if that's how you really feel, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
But then it's like, maybe she's just a dramatic person and she like gets angry and says whatever, but she doesn't really mean it, but still.
And maybe they have like a fight on the phone and then hung up.
Yeah. It sounds like the phone was cutting out. And she thought the line had dropped.
Mm.
But, like, I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. So then her Nana's walking by, and she's like, we don't talk like that here. No dirty talk here. And she's like, your daughter said it, not me. I'm just repeating it.
Yeah.
They were getting loud in that place, too.
Well, I'd argue with that. About that.
Yeah, I would, too. So then Whitney and Heather go snowboarding/skiing. And... Lisa basically was like, told Heather the thing that she was, like, the last one to know about the mission. And Whitney then is kind of like, I think you care a little too much about the mission thing. And then Heather's like, okay, that's kind of funny coming from the girl who was, like, basically last season, you did your whole, like, letter that cut you from the church officially and was, like, kind of getting a little upset at Heather that she never did that. Mm-hmm. And then now she's, like, saying she's okay with Jack going on the mission and all this stuff. So I think Heather just thinks it's a little hypocritical. And I think Heather's also a little salty from the whole Lisa friendship at all still.
Yeah. What do I think about this? I do think Heather is a little, like, I think Heather is a little too easy about who she is being critical of. Or what should I say it? Like, I didn't think she should have the conversation with Lisa, because Lisa's not like you, so, like, she's not going to understand your point of view.
Yeah.
Regarding her kid.
Lisa's still, like, Mormon.
Like, yeah, if you're trying to convince her, if you're actually trying to convince her not to let her kid go on something, or, like, be concerned about it, like that's not going to work, because she doesn't dislike Mormonism the way you do.
Yeah.
I think. But at the same time, I think Whitney would understand Heather's perspective, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she said it to, I can't remember if she said it in her confessional only or if she said it to Whitney, that the reason she...
It was in real life.
Okay, right. So she's literally telling you, I feel guilt about me doing missions. Mm-hmm. So that's why she has strong feelings about, or whatever level she has.
Yeah.
Feelings of him doing it. And I think Whitney should understand that. But then I also think Whitney is right in that...
Like, you can't, like...
You can really only control yourself. Mm-hmm. And if people ask your opinion on things, then you can speak freely. But, like, you know, don't try to insert yourself into somebody else's personal beliefs like that.
Yeah.
Uninvited.
Right. Like, it sounds like Heather basically is like, well, as we know, the church is homophobic, transphobic, misogynist, bigoted. And so I feel guilt about going on my door knocking and, like, trying to convert people to a religion that is bigoted like that. But at the same time, yeah, that's something... If Lisa wanted to go to Heather and say, I know you did a mission, what do you think about it? Like, do you think this is a good thing for Jack to do? Blah, blah. Then she can... That opens the door for her to say her opinion on it.
Right.
But that's the reason that Lisa didn't go... That went to her last is because she doesn't want to have that conversation with her. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think she should kind of respect that.
But I think as a friend in this moment, I mean, Whitney can say that, but also say, like, I understand why it's a little triggering for you.
True.
And be empathetic, because she feels, she doesn't have those feelings, because I don't know if she did missions, but.
True.
She's had a lot of feelings about the church, so I would assume she understands.
Whitney also tells her in this part about how Lisa cried to Angie. Like, because Heather apologized to Angie, but, like, never has once said anything to Lisa about it, and blah, blah. And then Heather feels like Lisa, like, doesn't even talk to her, so when could she have this apology? But I'm like, you invited Angie to your house. You could invite Whitney. Like, you could invite Lisa to your house, I guess.
Yeah, but also, I feel like it's a little different because, you know, I don't know. Heather's known Angie since she was 15, and even if they weren't good friends, I don't know, that's kind of like a weird, you know, you've known each other different stages of life, or been around each other different stages of life, so something kind of small and petty, maybe you can get past, whereas I don't think that the stuff between Heather and Lisa, who Heather's not known as long, is she would consider petty.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they've argued every season. Maybe it started off a little petty, but I think it's gone on so long that it's like a bigger...
Maybe it's just kind of one of those things of, like, they're all trauma bonded at this point, going through all the Jen stuff, and, like, being the four castmates that have been on the show since day one. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's kind of like she wishes she would just give her a bone and they could move on and then be friends. But she feels like, Heather feels like Lisa doesn't talk to her, so why would she be her friend? Lisa feels like Heather's never apologized to her, so it feels like she doesn't want to be friends. Oh, also I saw this TikTok, and it was a podcast that Meredith was on, and she was talking about how she got cast. And basically, I guess, like, one of Seth's friends is in production, and was like, oh, your wife should, like, audition for this show we're doing. And they didn't know it was Housewives at all. Oh. And Meredith literally thought it was just going to be, like, some, like, maybe, like, a news person comes to her store and does, like, a little spot on her store or something like that. Because she was like, I thought it was just going to be, like, a local Salt Lake thing. And then all of a sudden she's, like, cast as a housewife. Isn't that crazy how, like, fast her life just changed?
That is nuts.
Sorry, I know we're at the end, but I just felt like I was like, imagine that I just get an email from, like, one of your friends who does production. And he's like, hey, I think you should, like, audition for this thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm a housewife.
Right.
okay, so then next time on, a lot happens, it looks like, but Angie says that Monica came to me with the rumor as a friend. And it looks like maybe they're going to have a discussion about that, basically. Lisa said that she isn't her friend. Then they talk about the thing with the husband and Whitney, where, like, Whitney is saying, like, why don't you wear your wedding ring at the table?
Right. So we're going to start digging into that.
Mm-hmm. And then Lisa, like, it looks like they have a party. Oh, it's like a Greek Easter party that Angie throws. Mm. And so Lisa says to Heather, focus on being a bad Mormon. My son is going to focus on being a good Mormon. That's not how you make a friend.
Nope.
And then it looks like Monica and Angie kind of get into it. And Monica's mom is there for some reason. And it's like, not here. Don't do that.
I can't.
We'll see what all goes down at the Greek Easter party. How is a Greek Easter party different than a regular Easter party?
Oh, then maybe they have different traditions. I don't know.
I mean, I'm genuinely asking that curiously. I don't know.
The Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church used to be the same, one church. And a long time ago, I believe, I can't remember, I think off the top of my head, it's when... like, not long after, it had something to do with the fall of the Roman Empire and, like, the Byzantine Empire, and the Vatican saw the Pope, but the Emperor in the, what was the name of that place at the time? The Byzantine Empire?
Okay.
What was Istanbul before it was Istanbul?
I don't know.
I can't think of the name. He wanted, like, control of the church or something, or, like, he was, I don't know. So they were fighting, and then they just split. So the Vatican...
So they stem from, like, a similar Catholicism type of religion?
They have the same origin, yeah. Christian, it's just, they're both Christian,
mm-hmm.
and some of their, they had differences, I guess, of opinion on certain, like, traditions, and when they split... You know, they kind of do things a little differently. I don't know exactly what is different. I just think some of their regalia, some of their, like, ceremonies are a little bit different from Catholics and vice versa.
Gotcha.
And their art and stuff. But I don't know enough about it.
Soon we'll be trending on the history podcast.
Oh, God. you remember that one city back in the day? What was that?
I feel like... I was going to ask about their looks, and I just honestly feel like they haven't been bringing it this season. Hmm. Like, I don't even remember any of them. All I remember is confessionals.
I think Monica's confessionals
for sure.
I think Whitney's looked good a lot.
Whitney just maybe always looks stunning.
Stunning.
But I haven't, like, noticed any fashion moments on the show in a while. All I remember is, like, Mary Cosby's little puffer two-piece skirt thing.
Mm.
So I was gonna do, like, a fashion corner, and then I'm like, I can't even really remember what they were even wearing.
Yeah.
But I do like, I think Meredith, I think I like her confessionals this season too.
Oh, her confessionals, yeah. I just wasn't thinking, I don't really think of Salt Lake as, like, a fashion franchise. I don't think they're very, like, do they look good sometimes? Yes. Are they wearing expensive clothes? Yes. Are they chic? I don't think so. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think you said this maybe a couple weeks ago, that, like, they're more, like, care about the logo and the brand being on the clothes than what the clothes look like, kind of a thing.
Right. I think you can wear heavily branded things, but, like, how you style it is important.
Mm.
Like, and I feel like the girls, I mean, the New York girls, the new ones, they really, I feel they bring it, you know, like, even if you don't like them, they look good.
And they, like, know expensive clothes that aren't just, like, Gucci, Versace, whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they know brands that are, like, high-end, really good clothes, but they don't have all the labels everywhere.
Yeah. Apparently Lisa has a buyer in Milan.
Well, she needs a collar.
So, I don't know. But that's fine. I mean, I'm not the most, I'm not stylish at all. And I'm, you know, so I'm not, like, judging them. I just don't think of their franchise like that.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that is it for this week. Next week, we should be back on our regularly scheduled programming. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for, I guess, the Easter party.
Yeah. Greaster.
I'm excited for the wedding tomorrow.
Oh, yes, me too.
And we are actually, I'm going to upload this right now, and then we're going to go to the rehearsal dinner. So,
woo!
This has been Privileged Twinks. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Travis. And thank you so much.
Please.
Thank you so much.
Please subscribe wherever you're listening to this. If you're on Spotify, interact. I put a poll on it each week and a question. And
react to the poll.
Okay. And I also started an Instagram for us. It is just called @privilegedtwinks on Instagram. I want to post a graphic every week, but I don't think I'm going to have time this week because of the wedding and stuff. So maybe it'll come up this weekend. But normally I'm going to post graphics on there. There's one from last week, too. So I want it to be like a place where we can interact, kind of like have a forum of everybody who listens and be able to talk about the episode each week as it comes out instead of just you listening to our opinions. We want to know yours. So follow us on Instagram again @privilegedtwinks. And we'll be back next week for a brand new episode.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.